Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Richard Crashaw. Okay, Richard Crashaw. His dates are from 1613 to 1649. Now he was an English poet and he was specially known for the religious verse that he wrote. Okay, and another fact you should know is that in general he is classified as one of the metaphysical poets. Okay, another fact you should keep in mind is that though clubbed as a metaphysical poet, his poetry is not as great as that of John Donne. Okay, but yes, in terms of classification he is classified as one of the metaphysical poets. Now from an exam point of view, two works that he published are important. One is called Steps to the Temple, Sacred Poems with Other Delights of the Muses. This is the complete title. Okay, and this was published in 1646. Okay, Steps to the Temple, Sacred Poems with Other Delights of the Muses. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका दैट केम आउट इन द ईयर 1652. दिस इज कॉल्ड कार्मेन डियो नोस्ट्रो, CARMEN, कार्मेन डियो DEO एंड नोस्ट्रो NOSTRO. ठीक है, कार्मेन डियो नोस्ट्रो. एंड इफ यू वर टू लिटरली ट्रांसलेट दिस टाइटल इनटू इंग्लिश, इट विल मीन हिम टू आवर लॉर्ड. ठीक है, हिम टू आवर लॉर्ड. Now these two are the most important works that he has written, Steps to the Temple and Carmen Dio Nostro. Now another fact you should keep in mind is that Richard Crashaw was the son of a Puritan minister, okay? But because of his growing liking for Roman Catholicism, later on whatever position he had, he was evicted. He had to resign from his post before the Puritans could evict him from his post. Okay, he himself was the son of a Puritan minister, so the likelihood would have been that he too sympathized with the Puritans. But instead of sympathizing with the Puritans during the English Civil War, he had a growing inclination for Roman Catholicism. इसी की वजह से उनको अपनी position को गंवाना पड़ा. ठीक है, because of this he had to live in poverty for quite some time. ठीक है, and it is said that his fellow poet, his contemporary Abraham Cowley, okay, which is also a metaphysical poet, okay, Abraham Cowley once discovered him and found him in poverty. So ultimately he had to help him in whatever way he could, okay? So this is another fact about Richard Crashaw. Afterwards let me quote how a critic describes the works of Richard Crashaw, okay? Quote, having read Italian and Spanish mystics, Richard Crashaw reflected little of the contemporary English metaphysical poets. Okay? Reflected little of the contemporary English metaphysical poets, adhering rather to the flamboyant imagery of the continental Baroque poets. He used conceits, elaborate metaphors, to draw analogies between the physical beauties of nature and the spiritual significance of existence. Crashaw's verse is marked by loose strains of association, sensuous imagery and eager religious emotion, unquote. ठीक है, so keep in mind that though Richard Crashaw used metaphysical conceits, they were not as effective as the metaphysical conceits of John Donne. ठीक है, and also keep in mind that his poetry is more notable, more remarkable for the fire and fervor and the impetus and the drive that came from his religious sentiment, his religious excitement and exaltation. Okay? Because as I told you at the beginning that he is a poet known for religious verse. And let me tell you one more fact. The very first work that he published, it was during his graduation from University of Cambridge and it was called A Book of Sacred Epigrams. A Book of Sacred Epigrams. So, ye bhi aap yaad rakhna, along with the other two works that he has written. Okay?